Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, some terrible news this morning. For the second time in 5 years, there's been a mass shooting at a Texas Army post. The senior officer at Fort Hood, Lieutenant General Mark Milley, says a soldier killed 3 people, injured or wounded 16 others, and then committed suicide.
You know, the one thing that you can't really predict is mental illness. Now, this guy was apparently, from what we know in the short time since the shooting, is that he had been under observation, he had been worked with, and he just flipped. Now, we don't know what the motivation for the flipping was in his own head, but it can happen anywhere. And with the availability of guns, we just had a massive pro-gun rally in Albany. With the availability of guns, the more there are, the more likely somebody's going to have one. But this is on an army post where people have access to guns. And really, it is a very difficult concept about how you would get around that.
Supreme Court strikes down overall political donation cap, Alan.
That's right, David. We knew that with Citizens United, that case by SCOTUS or the Supreme Court of the United States, we knew that this was going to be a big probability that they would go further and all the way. Look, in this country, money really talks. Everybody else walks. This just takes 5 of the Republican appointees on the court and basically says you are whole if you have money in this country, that the country is not allowed to put limitations as a matter of freedom of speech on how people can spend their money in elections. It's that simple. If you put a lie detector on the arms of the 5 justices, you would probably get a straight line, meaning, yes, we really do believe that freedom of speech is the ability to spend your money. But I think that what we're going to see as we go is that this is the great leveler of American politics. Those people who have the most, want to keep the most, are allowed to use it in any way that they want. And there'll be a lot of people who think that that's correct.
Finally, Alan, some pushback from the state comptroller in New York on a plan in the budget to test his office in the next election for public campaign financing.
Look, Tom DiNapoli was the first person, David, who said that they could start with the controller's race. But they did it in such a haphazard way and in a last-minute way. And clearly there has never been a good relationship between the governor and Tom DiNapoli, that it really is suspect. They've asked the Board of Elections to do it. The Board of Elections can hardly get out of its own way. It probably can't really be done correctly. And I think that DiNapoli, who actually wants a campaign finance, would have to give up a great deal of whatever little money he's collected in order to go into this thing. So is it political retribution from Cuomo or not? We don't really know. But what we can say is that it doesn't pass the smell test.